The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon. Leading us in prayer to begin this afternoon is Pastor John Rode of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Following today's prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the pages of the day, Aisling Gould of Rapid City and Lane Duvall of Pier.
Psalm 100 proclaims, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, and serve the Lord with gladness. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." Let us pray. Almighty God, You are the giver of life, and You have given each one of us a purpose in life and power to make things happen. Give these senators and all who are gathered here guidance of Your will for this beautiful state of South Dakota. And let these senators remember that they serve a public trust beyond themselves. I pray that they might see with all conviction that no one should live for themselves alone, but we are in due course responsible to You for peace and for the well-being of all Your creation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heiderpram, Howey, Hunstad, Hunhoff, Jerstad, Klochek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Barry, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 17th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, Senator Hunhoff asked that we welcome the citizens of Yankton and Vermilion who are here with us. Their Chamber of Commerce representatives are here. Would you please stand from Yankton and Vermilion and be recognized? Welcome. Also, Senator Knudsen and other Senate members asked the Senate to recognize and honor the South Dakota Association of Community-Based Services, the recipient of the National Moving Mountains Best Practice Award for 2008-2009 from the University of Minnesota's Research and Training Center on Community Living and the National Alliance for Direct Support Professionals. Please, those of you from the Association of Community-Based Services, please stand and be recognized. And congratulations to you. Also, Senator Knudsen's asked we welcome representatives of Habitat for Humanity, South Dakota, and the 14 Habitat for Humanity affiliates serving communities across the state. Those from Habitat, would you please stand and be recognized? Here they are. Welcome. And if any legislative member is not feeling well, we can go see the doctor of the day. And the doctor of the day today is Dr. Michael Tibbetts from Sioux Falls. Is he here with us? Dr. Tibbetts? There he is. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service. We'll proceed now with reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Taxation, respectfully reports, has had under consideration House Bills 1032 and 1039 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 172, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass and be as amended, and Senate Bill 171, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Tom Hanson, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation, respectfully reports, has had under consideration Senate Bills 98 and 131. and recommends said bills do pass, and House Bill 1007 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and the reappointments of George Nicholas and Warren Lotzberg, and recommends the Senate do consent to said reappointments. And Senate Bills 70 and 87, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mike Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 79 and 141 and recommends said bills do pass. And Senate Bills 109 and 118 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Jason Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 96 and 152, which were amended, and recommend said bills do pass as amended. Stanford Adelstein, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution Number 3, and recommend said resolution do pass, and Senate Bill 76, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and the nomination of Corey Menken, and recommends a confirmation of said reappointment, and Senate Bills 142, 150, 165, and 170, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas Dempster, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills Senate Bills 39 and 40 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:10 a.m. February 10th, 2010. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Members of the Senate, I was pleased to recognize the doctor of the day, and I realize now that if you are feeling ill, you might be more in danger of a stampede if you call for medical help, because we have many representatives from the Sanford School of Medicine at the University of South Dakota. Would you all stand and be recognized? Welcome.
Mr. President.
Senator Bartling.
Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. It gives me great pleasure today to introduce to you someone that is a very dear friend from mine back home in Burke. Today on your calendar, you will notice we have Senate Commemoration Number 9, and it is in recognition of Peggy Glover, who is this year's School Board Member of the Year for the state of South Dakota. Peggy is a very good friend, has a wonderful family. My kids have grown up with her kids, and she's just a tremendous leader in our community and for the state of South Dakota, and I would like you to help me join in congratulating her on her selection as South Dakota School Board Member of the Year. She is above the president of the clock.
Please stand.
Congratulations.
Mr. President.
Yes, Senator Bartling.
Another personal privilege, if I might.
Of course.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have the pleasure to introduce, sitting next to Peggy, is her wonderful husband, former Representative Tom Glover, who served so prestigiously in the House of Representatives with me. And he has been beside Peggy all the way through her service. And as I think Peggy said at lunch, you know, he was asleep every night when she got home from a school board meeting. So he was pretty tremendous. So please help me welcome Tom Glover, former
Representative. Welcome back, sir. We'll move now to messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Concurrent Resolution 1006, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1002, 1078, 1079, 1080, 1081, 1082, 1096, 1120, 1128, 1130, 1137, 1149, 1151, 1166, 1185, 1189, and 1202, which have passed the House in your favorable consideration, is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1006, a concurrent resolution urging the United States Forest Service, the National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and other federal agencies to actively manage mountain pine beetle infestations on lands under their control in South Dakota.
Referral to committee is waived, and HCR 1006 will be placed on tomorrow's calendar, the 19th legislative day.
Senator Gerstad moves that the Committee on Transportation be instructed to deliver Senate Bill 70 to the floor of the Senate pursuant to Joint Rule 7-7.
Senator Gerstad has moved that. Would you read the number of the bill again?
Senate Bill 70.
Senate Bill 70 be delivered to the floor. Is there a second? Is she supported? She is supported. The committee is thus directed to deliver the bill for debate or for consideration. Further motions and resolutions? Seeing none, we'll move to consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the reports of the standing committees on commerce on Senate Bill 97 is found on page 254 of the Senate Journal. Also, education on Senate Bill 124 is found on page 255 of the Senate Journal. Also, commerce on Senate Bill 125 is found on page 254 of the Senate Journal. Also, education on Senate Bill 183 is found on page 256 of the Senate Journal. Also, agriculture and natural resources on House Bill 1014 is found on page 252 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading and reference of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1096, an act to revise the penalty for an open burning violation in the Black Hills Forest Protection District. House Bill 1120, an act to revise certain provisions and assessments related to the South Dakota Oil Seeds Council. House Bill 1001, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the days and hours that alcoholic beverages may be sold on a licensed premise, and who may sell, serve, or dispense alcoholic beverages on a licensed premise, and to revise certain provisions concerning the power of municipalities and counties to regulate the sale and use of alcoholic beverages. House Bill 1137, an act to permit the Secretary of State to cancel a trademark or service mark registration under certain conditions. House Bill 1151, an act to authorize funeral establishments to operate branch chapels. And House Bill 1189, an act to prohibit discrimination based on domestic violence in life and health insurance policies. And House Bill 1078, an act to revise certain provisions regarding court records, inspection, and copying.
Those 17 bills whose numbers and titles were just read at the front desk have all passed the House of Representatives, and now they're been passed over to the Senate for its consideration. The first step in that process is for the Senate to refer those bills to a committee to get the committee's recommendation. And those referrals and the respective committees to which they referred are as follows. To the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bills 1096 and 1120. To the Committee on Commerce are referred House Bills 1002, 1137, 1151, and 1189. To the Judiciary Committee, House Bills 1078, 1079, 1080, and 1081. To the Committee on Local Government, House Bills 1082, 1128, 1149, and 1166. To the Committee on Taxation, House Bills 1185 and 1202. And to the Committee on Transportation, House Bill 1130. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1015, an act to repeal the imposition of the $5 surcharge on mentoring youth big game hunting licenses.
House Bill 1015 has been placed on the consent calendar, which means it passed out of committee with a unanimous due pass recommendation, and there was no opposition offered. Thus, no debate is going to be allowed on the floor, only questions for clarification. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the vote is on House Bill 1015. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howey?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klochek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Senator Hunstead?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
House Bill 1015 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. We'll move now to second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 27. An act to authorize the South Dakota Building Authority and the Department of Human Services to provide for the design, construction, and equipping of a dietary services building addition at the Human Services Center.
Senate Bill 27 has had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I'm going to ask you to vote for this bill. When the George S. Mickelson Center for Neurological Sciences was built, part of the proposal was the addition or an inclusion of a dietary building. However, being the cost-conservative state we were, that was an area that they thought they could delete from the project. Expected time frame for staying in the old building, which was not attached to the current center, was 10 to 12 years. Well, we've run the course on that building. Secondly, the type of food system that was selected for that project was called a chill method, cook and chill, which you had special kind of utensils to prepare the food. Then you have to load them up, deliver it over to the center, and then it's delivered to the patient units and they're served individually. That system is going to be obsolete after 2013, and it's not going to be replaced. So the dilemma is, what do we do? The current building, if you were to renovate it, would take approximately $1.5 million to update it to meet all the necessary requirements. And at the same time, to have some kind of food system, you're talking about an additional $900,000. So looking at a renovation of about $2.4 million. This project is for approximately $5.63 million. What this would do is build a facility on the campus adjacent to the current so that the food could be prepared on the site and then it could be served in the same building. That gives the opportunity for patients to come out of those units, have social interaction, and be served. You're cutting out the expenses of a special food system as well as a delivery system. One of the things that has surfaced was that last year with the stimulus dollars, local governments were able to access some dollars for recovery zone bonding authority. And the Yankton County voted at their last commission meeting that they would send those dollars back to the state. By doing that, that would allow the state to use these dollars to bond the project, which would pay for it. The other issue that's out there is general fund dollars to support the operation or the bond payments for this project. What is being proposed is this. As you know, on January 1st of this year, the Obama administration passed the health parity legislation, which now allows that if you're offering insurance, you have to have parity with mental health services. So now finally we're going to have coverage for that, just like you do for medical. The HSC has been trying to negotiate a contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield as a preferred provider because in order to do that, then they would be able to service those individuals where currently they are providing for individuals that have that coverage but at a much lower rate, so we're having less dollars coming in to cover for the cost of those services. During the debate in the hearing in Appropriations Senate Committee, there was an amendment that was added on to this that the only way that this could come to fruition is if that provider contract was in place because the dollars from that contract, along with parity, will help to fund the bond payments. So with that, this is a necessity. We need to have a building. We need to have a replacement. We need to have a food service for our patients that are residing at the George S. Mickelson. I would ask for your support, and I believe there's a friendly amendment out there. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Brown.
I'd like to move Amendment 27TA.
Senator Brown has moved 27TA. Does any member not have a copy? Reading is waived. Senator Brown, it has been seconded. You have the floor on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the amendment that Senator Hunhoff spoke of. It simply deletes Section 7 of the bill, which we had attached, requiring verification of that contract. I have been provided verification of the contract already, so we know that that is in place, and therefore the extra step of sending them to the executive board will not be necessary. So with that, I'd request your favorable consideration of the amendment.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the amendment? Seeing none, the question is the amendment. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Further remarks on 27 as amended. Senator Klocek.
Well, Mr. President, I'm members of the body. I, too, rise in support of this legislation. It was approximately 18 years ago. Governor Mickelson was alive. Red Allen was a senator from Yankton County, and I was in the legislature at that time. I remember this discussion well, and it was an effort, they thought, to save money, and it has run its course. I want to applaud the Yankton County Commission for their foresight in approving the bonding on this. And, of course, since that other buildings have been vacated, they're still sitting empty. And that is a challenge before us as well today, to try to find some use for all those empty buildings out there. And hopefully the state can come up with some innovative uses working with the private sector on that. But I do support this. They've got an innovative way of funding it. And the Obama administration is also to be commended for their foresight for allowing this to happen with their national proposal. So thank you, Mr. President. Honorable members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 27 as amended? Seeing none, the question is, Senate Bill 27 as amended. Section 4 of the bill contains an appropriation, and thus a two-thirds affirmative vote is required for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie. Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jurstead.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebekberry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 27, as amended, has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect and is thus declared passed. And I believe the title is still good, notwithstanding the amendment. Any objections? Seeing none, it's so deemed correct. Senator Nelson. Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I ask that you join with me and Representative Turbeville in welcoming to the Senate his daughter, Becky Kitts, who is in the gallery up here. Becky is has been a fourth-grade teacher at St. Joseph's Catholic School here in Pierre for the last 6 years. In 2005, she was honored as the Walmart Teacher of the Year. In 2008, she was honored as the BankWest Teacher of the Year, and recently has been chosen by the National Science Foundation as the number one grade school math teacher in the state of South Dakota, Becky Kitts.
Congratulations.
And
I understand
President,
she also helped send Representative Turbeville with his checkbook.
Yes, and Representative Turbeville asked me to add that, and I'll read it correctly, the acorn does not fall far from the tree.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Senator Gillespie also asked the Senate welcome to the Senate gallery the Dakota Valley Business Council from Dakota Dunes and Union County. Would you stand and be recognized? They're waving at us. Welcome. We'll continue now with second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Senate Bill 42, an act to prohibit the employment of certain persons in unregistered family daycare homes and to provide a penalty therefor.
Senate Bill 42 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Adelstein.
This is really a simple bill. What it does is it adds a family daycare as a place that may not employ certain persons that have been convicted of child abuse, felony, abuse and neglect, and sex offenses to the places that may not employ that kind of person. It passed the committee unanimously. It's a very simple bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 42? Seeing none, the question is Senate Bill 42. As your name is called, those in favor of the bill say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartley?
Aye.
Bradford? Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heidepram?
Aye.
Howey?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Where are you? Okay. Senator Hunstead votes aye. Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Turback-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Bradford? Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one nay.
Senate Bill 42 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. And Senator Brown, you have a title amendment. You wish to move it at this time?
Senator Brown moves that the title to Senate Bill 42 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the Senate engrossed bill, delete everything after quote to quote and insert quote, restrict the licensure and prohibit the employment of certain persons, including persons on the sex offender registry, in certain child welfare agencies or family daycare centers, period, quote. On page one, delete line 2.
Is there a second? Remarks on the title amendment? Hearing none, those in favor of the title amendment say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. The title is thus amended. Senator Knudsen?
I just had an inquiry of Senator Brown as to whether the title was longer than the bill.
It seems so, didn't it?
Senate Bill 90, an act to provide an exception from one-call notification requirements to natural gas operators in emergency situations.
Senate Bill 90 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Tom Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'm here to ask for your support in Senate Bill 90. Our current South Dakota one-call system provides a vital role in the normal course of construction work as well as in a whole multitude of other activities. This is brought for the purpose of recognizing those instances where passage of every minute is of critical importance. Let me walk you through the bill. First of all, we make reference to a new term, the bar test survey. This is defined in subsection 1 of section 1. It is the term used to describe a procedure used when attempting to locate a natural gas leak. The old subsection 3, which is now subsection 4 on page 2, lists those exceptions when the normal one-call procedures apply. Item G of subsection 4 brings in the exception for the use of this bar test survey in those times when good judgment will not allow the following of the normal one-call procedure. I hope that you will agree that this is a common-sense piece of legislation that is brought forward in the desire to ensure public safety in the time of an emergency. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 90? Seeing none, the question is Senate Bill 90. Those in favor of the bill say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
Senate Bill 90 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1031, an act to define conference bridging services for sales and use tax purposes.
House Bill 1031 has had a second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, House Bill 1031 is another extremely simple bill. It passed through both House and Senate committees unanimously and was pulled off the consent calendar just for a clarification. But last year, various telecommunication terms were added to statute, but the one term that was mistakenly left out was conference bridging service. This bill simply adds that term to the list of definitions in statutes. The term means ancillary service that links two or more participants for basically a conference call. This is a streamlined tax definition, and it is revenue neutral. And I ask your support on 1031.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1031? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1031. Those in favor of the bill say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff? Jurstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 35 ayes.
House Bill 1031 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. Members of the Senate, Senator Bartling asked the Senate welcome to the Senate Gallery the Colombe Senior Government Class, their instructor and bus driver. Would you stand, visitors from Colombe? Welcome. This concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
I'd just like to remind the body that those of us that have seen the nonpartisan artwork of Senator Dempster as he records activities throughout these chambers over the years will also be featured today at the Heritage Store down on the first floor of the Capitol when Senator Dempster and Catherine Timpany have a book signing for their Behold book. So please join them at 4 o'clock down at the Heritage Store.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Abdullah?
Thank you, Mr. President. That was a paid political announcement, I believe. Senate Judiciary meets tomorrow morning, 7:45, room 413. 7:45. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Senator Nordstrup?
Thank you, Mr. President. Two announcements. The first one is appropriation meets tomorrow, 8:15, and I'm not quite sure of the meaning of this, but I'll read the announcement anyway. There's a new committee. It's called the South Dakota Intern Committee. And they're meeting Monday, February 10th, after session, room 414. Everyone is welcome and invited. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Garnos, and then Senator Valley.
President, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Senate Education.
Senator Valley.
The Senate Transportation Committee will have a special meeting immediately following session in our normal meeting room 423. Senate Transportation right after we adjourn in 423. We need everyone there for a special meeting. Thank you.
Senator Adelstein.
On Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 16th, there will be a hanging of the picture of Carol... it's a picture. Okay, it's not a hang. All right. A picture of former Lieutenant Governor Carol Hillard will be placed in the Senate lobby. And the reason I'm announcing it now, it'll be during this session, but as you go home this weekend, if you have other friends of Carol's that want to be here, then sort of remember that'll be Tuesday afternoon during this session. And I'll make no other comment for hanging for quite some time, I believe.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce, room 423, tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate Ag and Natural Resources, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just as a reminder, the second annual law enforcement Dignitary Polar Plunge is today, I believe, at the Legion cabin around 4. I believe the Lieutenant Governor is potentially one of the plungers. Perhaps you, I don't know if there's any further information on that, Lieutenant Governor, you'd care to give us.
Well, one hopes that they do well, and then one hopes that they don't. It's a very difficult thing. Further announcements. Hearing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Hunstad moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.